Dead End Hip Hop, DE365. You already know who it is, man. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7. Here with Mr. Kenneth B. Ange. And today, we're doing Kenyon Dixon, the R&B You Love, Soul of the 70s EP. Ken, I'm going to start this off with you. Was this a good rendition of 70s R&B?
No, absolutely not.
No.
But.
Okay.
But. The 70s was, yeah, 70 has a very unique sound, but I think he did capture an old schoolish R&B feeling.
Okay.
But not 70s though. Nah. I think maybe the closest one that got there, and I would probably go to the Isley Brothers. Mm-hmm. We're probably, Can I Have This Groove?
Okay.
But. Nah, that I was slightly disappointed by that, but you know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did you grade this with a very like high bar because of the title of it?
No, because I knew there was going to be something in here. Mm-hmm. You can't be that brazen and name it that and not be close to capturing like a real throwback R&B type of feeling.
Yeah. Which he did.
Yeah.
Which he did. Yeah. And the reason why I wanted to start off with you, because obviously the 70s, I don't really go back to 70s music like that. But obviously I've always grown up with R&B in the household. And this definitely gave me an old school vibe. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know if it was 70s or not. So that's why I wanted to start off
probably with closer to the late 70s as it was transitioning over to the 80s.
Got you.
But nah.
Okay. Because I definitely got old school. Like this was, you know, obviously along the lines of October London, where it felt modern, but with that throwback feel to it. And I overall enjoyed it. When I saw it, I was like, yeah, man, we got to add this. And I put it just because of the name of the project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never heard of Kenyon Dixon. He definitely makes me want to go and listen to more of Kenyon Dixon music because I definitely like his voice. He has a voice where you could tell it's effortless for him to do what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's not trying hard. God tapped him and this shit is just oozing out of him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But because he sounds so good in a throwback way, I'm more interested to see, okay, like, so what are you doing with R&B now? Like, are you somebody that's like pushing it forward? Are you somebody that is clinging on to like the old ways? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Obviously this project doesn't give you any inclination of that, but that's where my mind went with listening to this. I'm like, okay, you're a dope ass singer. This project definitely hits. You could put this on and, you know, obviously in our age group, people are gonna be like, yo, who's this? This sounds good. You know what I'm saying? So overall, Ken, I'm not going to say I was blown away, but I was definitely I enjoyed this project and it has a lot of replay value for me. You know, when I want to get away from hip hop, this is definitely something I'll throw on.
Yeah, no, this was, so I was going through the new music for the week and I saw that and I got title got me. So I've seen the name Kenyon Dixon before, and I don't know if it was on one of those Apple Music playlists, which, you know, a pastime or a thing that I've been having lately is I go through their R&B playlist, especially like the neo soul ish type ones, and I just start pulling random acts on there and listening to their albums. So I feel like I've seen that name in there before, and yeah. So I was going to listen to it. So I'm glad you put this on here because I already sent it to a couple of different folks because I hear some Anderson .Paak in here. There's some stylings.
Especially that last song, Wait, that's very Anderson .Paak-ish. Yep.
There's some stylings in there as well. October London but yeah, Lucky is that's a
banger.
Really good track. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Never Gonna Give You Up. Is another one that's really good, which that could be like a late 70s track. I'll give you that one. Yeah. Yep. Maybe 77, 78, right around that mark. So Yeah, I'll give him that one.
You know, Ken, this is how I know that the music industry from a radio perspective is just controlled by the people that don't need to be controlling it, because there's no reason why none of this is on the radio. This is dope as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This has a lot of radio appeal. Wait has a lot of radio appeal. Lucky has a lot of radio appeal. Too Long has radio appeal. Like, this has radio appeal. There's a demographic of mid to early 30s to 50-year-olds for this music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get it. But it is what it is, Ken. We're doing our part. The features, he don't have nobody on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just him. The production, what would you say?
B. Yeah. Yeah, and I might be low, honestly. But I think the weight is fine. I think maybe the Too Long was okay. Gotcha. It had a nice groove to it.
It does.
But yeah, but I think the strength of it for me is 2, 3, and 5.
Bet. Yeah, I give it a B+. It's really good. It's you could feel the old school influence, but it's definitely modern.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like sometimes people don't do a really good job of modernizing an older sound. And whoever produced this did an amazing job of that. So that's why it's a B+ for me. What about the singing for you, Ken?
Singing is good. Singing, B+. There was a song where I really heard the control. And I think it's Can I Get This Groove? Where he was able to kind of weave in and out of the falsetto to like a natural tone. He just kind of, I don't know if he punched in or not, but it sounded really effortlessly. And I was like, wow, that's kind of interesting. He was able to kind of do that, to shift like that. So B+. I think he's good. Yeah.
I'm at a B+ too. Like I said, he doesn't, and I guess maybe it was just this project. He didn't have to display his power, but he definitely displayed his control. And like I said, he's just very effortless.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, those are the best R&B singers, where you could just tell, like, if he need to push it, when he push it, it's like, God damn, he's going to put goosebumps on your arms.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also can respect when he reserves. And I feel like this felt a little bit more reserved because of what he was trying to create.
Yeah, it didn't require a lot.
It didn't require it. You know what I'm saying? So singing B+. Overall for me, Ken, I'm B+, man. Like, this is a B+, A- type of project.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm with a B+. It felt like it should have been an A, but again, the bookend songs is what's holding it back for me.
You didn't like Wait?
I do. I do like those songs.
You just don't like the first one.
Yeah, the first one's fine. It's just those songs were okay.
Mm-hmm.
2, 3, and then and they had the interlude joint. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, man, you know, just threw that on there. It's like less than a minute. So, but 2, 3, and 5 were the good ones. The other ones just kind of not filler, but they were good. They were just there. They were just there. But I like the ballads more.
Bet. Well, Kenyon Dixon. We're definitely gonna jump into more of his catalog. This, like I said, it makes me want to jump in there. I ain't got really much else to say. It's definitely part of my rotation. This is the hip hop break music that I listen to. So, yeah, man. You already know what it is. Tomorrow's another day, another review. We'll be back tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Peace.